Hi, and welcome to the Back at Work podcast. My name is Annika Hegeblom, and this is the podcast about exploring different aspects of work life. Today, we're going to talk about development and learning at work. This is a topic very close to my heart. For me, work is all about learning. Work is about learning from and together with others while solving problems. But how does all this learning and development happen? What structures do we need in an organization to support this? And what can you as an individual do to make sure learning and development doesn't feel too overwhelming? With me today, I have Thomas Spjut, Senior HR and Organizational Development Consultant, to talk with me about this topic. Welcome, Thomas.
Thank you very much, Annika. And hello, everyone.
Yeah, so nice to have you here with me today. Let's just dive right into it. When we're talking about self-development and learning at work, those are two very big and complex words. We could start by defining, what do we mean, what are we talking about when we say self-development and learning at work? What can it look like, do you think?
Yeah, I have had the fortune to think about this question and also worked with it in my previous work life, and I would say there is a division between more of a structural formal learning where the companies and maybe the HR departments is telling you what is important for you to learn in connection to your role, and that maybe is more coming from above or coming from a set a learning catalog or whatever it is that might be courses and more predefined learning, so to speak. But when I think about self development, and then one word comes to me, and that is responsibility for my own learning and for my own development at work. A metaphor for that is that I often ask people to paddle their own canoe in a way that it is not responding to the company's request to take a course or take a learning program. It is also parallel to that, to think about what do I need to be successful in my role and my assignment, and what do I need to do to learn more and develop in order to not just be good enough, but also to excel in my competence, so I can be more adding on to the assignment that I was that I'm responsible for. So responsibility for my own learning becomes me and my self-development rather than only the company's requests to me maybe once or twice a year.
Exactly. Yeah, you were talking about the formal development. Maybe that's more than the structural development going on in the organization, and maybe led by HR or managers, and then this the individual development that you
the individual strive... or informal day-to-day learning, yeah. that often is opportunities that I myself needs to take or see to embed it into my day-to-day work. And that might be more the informal self-development that I can take responsibility for to do more of or to do in a different way. I would start in the angle or the perspective of, do I really understand my competence profile or my assignment where I am to be delivering in? Maybe you can use a traffic light system or to see, okay, where am I really green? Where am I competent, and where do I even become a mentor for my peers or for my colleagues? And then you might see that you have some yellow parts in that profile or this assignment that maybe I can do more in. I can learn, it can be a little bit more sharper in the way how to approach things. And then maybe you have some red dots if you scrutinize yourself, how well you are delivering in that part, on the red part. And those might, then you need to add on a little bit more, so to speak, both competence, skills, motivation, and things that is lacking, so to speak. So I think it starts with self-assessing and not waiting for HR or my manager to do that assessment. And that could be a starting point to also share that self-assessment with your manager and say, okay, I think I need to do something about my yellow and red dots, so to speak, in order to be going from good enough or average, because we are all average many times, but maybe I can pinpoint two or three things where I have an agreement with my manager and my company to do a little bit more when it comes to building my skills and my competence.
Yeah, I like that. Now, you took as a starting point sort of what is my role now and what are the areas where I maybe need to develop to become better in my current role. But what if I'm interested in maybe progressing to a more challenging role, maybe in a year or two? How could I approach that as an individual? How can I make sure that I'm developing the skills that I need for my next role?
Yeah, a relevant question, because it's often the company is often willing to invest in you when it comes to your current role, because that is the, you know, low hanging fruits. That is where the return on investment is obvious. But there it could also be parallel or as a separate thing to look into my next assignment or my next role and prepare myself for that. And often I do think that also needs to be outlined in some kind of roadmap. Okay, what is my career wishes or career for the next at least 2 to 3 years? And then before working on that, also again, have some sponsor, maybe your closest manager or the manager that you want to be going towards, to have a discussion with that person to calibrate your own wishes. And if you get the green light that, yes, I can see you in this position, I can see you as a future team leader or a future specialist, then that self-development contract that you're aiming for is also having maybe one or two areas where you can, even if you are in the current role, you can start to invest in and start to have some, you know, not big steps, but at least small steps to and that shows your ambition. That shows also your willingness to do something extra. Again, yeah, you know, it is not just paddling the canoe in the lake where you are now, but you are also heading towards another bigger ocean or a bigger lake. And that can start also today. If you have that roadmap, not just for yourself, but also if the company or the future employer agrees on it, then it is easier to get the time and the money and the resources to also work on that.
Mm. Yeah. What would you say are the responsibilities here? Then if we know that learning and development doesn't happen just by itself. I mean, if you have a goal and you have this vision of where you're heading and what kind of skills and competences you want to develop, but that doesn't happen then magically by itself. Mm-hmm. What kind of structures or mechanisms do we need in order for that learning to actually happen and development? Mm-hmm. And what responsibilities lie more on the organization and which ones are, what is the individual's responsibility, do you think?
And unfortunately, if we talked about this, that it is actually self-development and you have the responsibility and you are paddling your own canoe. Unfortunately, there are more stakeholders that needs to be on board, so to speak. And I do think that to have an alignment or an agreement with your closest manager, that is the first thing. It's an upcoming opportunity for you to have that one-to-one discussion with your manager. And the other part of the triangle, I see this as you in the triangle, I see your manager, your closest manager, and maybe there is someone that sits on the budget or the prerequisites to give you time to do this. And that might be HR, or that might be your peers in your work group. So you have some kind of transparencies of that. You have maybe a development contract, or you have a wished areas you want to work with. Then involve also HR or your work group, so they are aware of that this is where you are heading. So they can support you in this, but also you might have a better opportunity to carve out some time where you only work with your project or your skills development. And they need to be aware of that. And you need to also have some, thumbs up. We know, Annika, that you are working on this, and you on the Friday afternoon has more time to do it if we know it and we know what you are heading towards. So the triangle is not just only you, it is often at least two other stakeholders in this.
I feel like this probably has a lot to do always also with organizational culture, that what is the culture like in an organization? How much time is usually given to development things and learning? Would you agree?
Yeah.
Where does culture come in?
You could say that it could be prerequisite, maybe, if you are fortunate enough to work in a company or an organization where the values and the culture allows this. And what I mean is, I have a long experience, 17 years in IKEA, and in that company, it was embedded. It was even expected that you would take these kind of initiatives. And what I mean is that if you have a company culture that is working with continuous improvements, always looking for better solutions, work toward not just in development yourself, but also develop your products and develop your customer benefits, for instance, then it is easier if you have a culture of, if I say continuous improvement, it's not just about for the customer and for the product and for the offer that you have in the company, but it's also for the many people that works in the company, that goes for them as well. If the values and the culture is not only on the walls, quoting some nice quotes, but it is also embedded in the expectations of the individual to take and go for the extra mile and innovate and to stretch, and that not say that, okay, we reach now the goals for 2023. No, what if? If we would have done 110%, how would that look like?
Yeah, and I think this is one of those things that gets easier when you see everybody around you doing things to promote their own self-development. Then you get inspired and you sort of maybe get a little bit of peer pressure, maybe in a positive way also. And this
and I like
good examples.
And I like the peer pressure because it's not that you want to make a revolution when it comes to development in the whole company. It actually starts with maybe only your peers, some of your 2-3 closest peers, or in connection to your manager. Because if the view, and this becomes a little bit philosophic, but if the view on a person is that there is always, I see always a bigger potential in you, You are maybe 80% of your potential.
Yeah.
And I myself have a belief for myself that I don't fully utilize all my potentials that I have in me because my role maybe is making me only showing 80% of what I can do. But we can establish that together in the smaller context. And here, I'm often not more successful than my manager is. So if we, her and me, or him and me, can establish that, okay, what if we can do 20% more? What if? How would that look like? You can say we can change the culture. We don't need to wait for a company that gives us the permission to do this. So of course, it is, again, as a summary, it is about, do you think that you are utilizing all your skills, all your motivation, all your competence in your role today? And many people says, nah, but I can do a little bit more. So it's a viewpoint on people, I would say, to see that we can expand, we can do, and actually we are maybe limited in some way sometimes to not show all our skills and efforts and motivation.
Sometimes we are limited by our role also, because it's, of course, people are not a job role. We're much more, but sometimes we forget about that, because especially if it's a very, if it's a bigger organization, I think more easy, you forget that there, it's not just like we're all put into these boxes in the whole structure of the company, and then you're in a certain box, and people are not boxes. We have so much more potential and so many other things we could be contributing with and giving so much more of our expertise. And I think also work can be more enjoyable if you're allowed to use your strengths more in a more broad sense than just exactly this thing that you're supposed to be a specialist in.
Yeah, and I'm based in Sweden right now, but I do think there is some kind of interesting comparison that at least Swedish and maybe also Finnish people, Norwegian and Danish people, we put in maybe only parts of our energy and our, you know, motivation and skills in the work, because then when we go home after 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, we come home to an environment where we put the extra 20-30% in, and we are maybe a chairperson in our boat club, and we take responsibility in our kindergarten if we have kids, and we like save some potentials for our private life, and that is good. So it's not any value of it, but I think people are exposing a lot of capabilities and competence also outside work. And because, as you said, maybe we are not allowed to put that energy and that capability within a little bit of a narrow work role. So just imagine if we could tap into that bigger potential that we maybe save for our private life. Only 10% of that extra effort can come back to work if we allow people to expand the work role and allow people to see that if I take this initiative and if I want to learn more, then it's allowed, because otherwise it comes out somewhere else. So there is a great potential if we see it in us and if we want to invest in that back and expand ourselves and believe that we have a little bit more to give. And we are not victims in it. We can actually raise our hand and say, yes, I can do this. But I need to learn this first. You know, I want to be confident that that the company also sees what I see in me.
Great. I know that you work with many different organizations and helping them with their learning and development projects. Do you see any, I mean, there's trends in everything that come and go and what is sort of popular at the moment. Do you see any trends in the field of learning and development? What kind of development efforts are being done in organizations at the moment?
Yeah, I'm thinking about one example. I've been working with the HR and learning development and leadership development for at least 30 years now. So what I did in the 90s or even 10 years ago was to try to specialize the learning catalog. So we sent people to central competence hubs to learn leadership or to learn how to manage different conversations or to work with the logistical manager in the functional training. But that was so far away from their work environment where they should apply these new learnings. So the trend is more to learn with your team and to learn together with your work challenges that you have today. For instance, if there is a new business plan being implemented, what does it mean for our department? The manager is solving and learning that together with the team by not having a leadership training or having a team event and to inform people about this. No, we try to put everything as like a Kinder egg that we do two, three things in the same time. We both incorporate the leader together with the team and we solve an issue, for instance, implementing the new business plan together with the team, together with the leader, and we try to design the learning interventions so it is so close to what they anyway struggle with in the day-to-day work. So forget the central learning hubs or central and going to a conference facilities to learn specific skills and competences. No, we do it close to the workplace. We do it with a whole team and the leader is getting to know the team by also learning together with the team.
Yeah.
And that exposes people much more, but it is more efficient because then we solve things together, we learn things together, and we give feedback and becomes more transparent to each other. And in that sense, I think learning takes place while working much more now. And the design of the learning intervention needs to be in the workplace rather than in a conference facility. That is one trend that I see is very strong.
That sounds really good. Yeah, and it makes sense that we sort of learn where we are. We don't have to invent like a superficial environment where we learn and with sort of case studies. And imagine if we would have a problem, because I mean, there are problems to work on in work. You don't have to invent them.
No, exactly. And then people recognize actually the value in working with the real issues that we have in the workplace, but then the manager and the team gels together in that learning intervention. That might just be 1 or 2 hours. It's not about a 1 week course anymore. It is actually a micro learning interventions that happens day to day, but then you need to design that to be happening. Otherwise it is it's easier to go back again to have a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days course, because otherwise it will not happen. But the trick is to see how can those learning, micro learning interventions happens more frequent and more in the day-to-day environment. That is, I think, a strong trend.
What about, do you see any changes happening to how learning and development is happening now that people are working so much remotely and they're not meeting each other face-to-face as much as before? Do you see that, has that affected how development is and learning is happening at workplaces?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious thing was that before COVID, we believed that team meetings and difficult things needs to happen when we meet physically. And I think we all learned that there is possibilities to also do things remote as long as we... I do believe that it's not just about seeing each other. It's not just to be more clever how you design that kind of meetings and that kind of learning intervention, even if we are not in the same physical room. We have seen it is working. It's just that the agendas and the design of those kind of meetings needs to be a little bit more thorough than if we just gathered in a room and met physically. So from that point, I think we benefited from the pandemic years that we had. But also it is more common that we have international companies that have, even before COVID, we have people on distance. We are leading maybe groups and divisions in different parts of the world. And then I would say that we cannot only trust that we should meet digital, for instance. We need to also gather people for different occasions, so we get to know each other also offline. That cannot be underestimated, so to speak. Specifically, if we're going through times of change, innovation, and we anyway need to get to know each other and build trust and safety before we ask people to change behaviors and try to be creative, because that is not fully working hybrid or on online, I think.
Yeah, exactly. That's very interesting. That's something I've also thought a lot about lately, that nowadays we can have all these trainings online. And of course, that's a very good choice, both because it saves time and it's more environmentally friendly when we don't have to travel all around the globe to all these central training facilities and centers that you were talking about. But at the same time, I don't know if we can do everything virtually. Can all trainings be virtual in the future? I think at least some discussions are maybe better off face-to-face. And maybe sometimes we do need to meet each other at least once or twice to know and to get to know each other and to build that trust and psychological safety that will then help us to be together as a team and work more successfully together in the future. So yeah, thanks for that perspective. Last question. We're about to start a new year, and if you think about the new year as a new opportunity to learn and develop again, do you have any suggestion or advice to our listeners who might be thinking about, okay, what can I do now to support my own development in the new year? What are your tips?
Maybe it's a little bit repetition, but I think we are quite skillful in, if for instance, if you are in a situation where you are responsible for one part of the business plan or an assignment that you need to deliver, we are quite skillful in those areas to put goals and to put wished position where we want to be and goals where what we want to work with and so on. And I just want everyone to have the same ambition level with your own self-development, because again, we talked about having a roadmap. Where are you going? Are you developing things in your existing role or competencies in your existing role? That is one thing that needs also to be put down in a development contract, and to be able to measure the progress as we are measuring the progress for the stock inventory or the sales budget or the sales progression. It is the same with the self-development. It needs to be tangible. It needs to be timed. It needs to be resourced and budgeted. And in that sense, my wish is that people look so serious on development for yourself and for your team. So you need to put some kind of goals. You need to be having that kind of contract between you and your manager that everyone takes it serious enough, because otherwise it maybe is forgotten or it's maybe not so important, because we know that the customer and sales, for instance, is more important. But to be a little bit thorough and maybe have that kind of a self-assessment put into tangible goals, and maybe use 2-3 activities that leads to something, a change in your behavior or in your competence, that needs to be agreed in a contract. So take those, you know, hours that it takes and those agreement that needs to be there, because then money and time will be given to you. Otherwise, it will be compromised. So take yourself and your own development as serious as your business promises, and then it suddenly it becomes equal of importance. So
that's very good, very good advice. So, yeah, and I like it. Take development seriously and learning, and it's also taking yourself seriously, because it's an investment in yourself first and foremost. That's very important. Yeah. Thank you so much, Thomas, for this chat. It was very nice talking to you, and you had so many valuable, interesting thoughts to give here. So thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you here.
And it is my pleasure to have the opportunity to speak to you, Annika. So thank you to be curious on this topic, and I'm really looking forward to 2024, because I think it is really to make yourself as important as your business assignment, because if those two are equally important, I think magic would happen, and the great potential that we all have in us can expand a little bit more than we have shown for the previous year. So glorious opportunities, glorious future.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.